The next of the attributes is Ohev Es Hamakom, loving Hashem. So what exactly does this mean or does it entail? And how is it related to Divrei Torah? The Maharal in the Der Chaim says that this is a necessary condition to make a person worthy of Torah. If we love Hashem, if we're davek to Him, that will make us worthy for the Torah. Maharal doesn't elaborate so much, but seems like he's understanding this similar to many of the earlier mentioned attributes here on our list. That these are ways of perfecting ourselves in various different aspects and dimensions, which all in turn make us worthy for the Torah. Rav Yaakov Emden in the Lechem Shemayim also explains this way, but he adds a twist, understanding this description, this trait, specifically in light of, in juxtaposition with the previous one, of being ahuv, beloved and popular and respected by other people. And therefore he says that this Ohev Es Hamakom is coming to tell us, she'ein dai she'ehei ahuv levnei adam. As important as that was, we saw that previously, but it's not sufficient. After all, shem b'shvil she'enu mochicham v'nosei panim b'torah. Maybe the reason that people are loving you, respecting you, that you're so popular with other people, is because you flatter them, you tell them what they want to hear, maybe you even massage the Torah to make everybody happy. And while this certainly could be understood relating to almost anybody, it obviously has particular relevance for a rabbi or a leader of some sort who perhaps has earned his popularity by putting his nose to the wind and telling people what they want to hear more than telling them what they need to hear. And therefore, we now have this additional attribute, says Yaakov Emden, Ohev HaMakom, to teach us, Lo zu she'ne'ahav lamata, ela she'ahuv gam lamala, al deshu ho'ev es ha'makom. Who is truly deserving of the Kinyan Torah? It's not sufficient to just be loved below, Ohev lamata, but only someone who is first gam lamala, who's loved up above, so to speak, because he genuinely loves Hashem and he's worthy of Hashem's love. As a result, then people will respect him. They'll see that even when he has to tell them things that they don't want to hear, but he's doing it out of an ahavas Hashem, out of integrity, and people genuinely respect him if he's ohev es hamakom and therefore ohev lamala, then they will respect him. They will come to appreciate him, and he will be ahuv. He'll also be beloved, but not out of compromising his integrity, but as a result of that religious and halachic integrity. And because of that result, the people around him will support him, support his learning. Nimsa tamudo matzliach v'yado. And that is how he will be successful. That is the first interpretation here. A second interpretation is suggested by the Medrash Shmuel, who suggests that Ohev Es Hamakom is not just a nice characteristic and something necessary that will earn you, make you worthy of Torah, but actually one that can impact on how you learn. Ki b'heyoso Ohev Es Hamakom nimsa lomeid me'ahava. It's not just a nice idea in general, divorced from learning or parallel to learning, but in fact it'll impact how you learn. You will learn not in some disinterested or overly distant, objective kind of way, but rather you learn mitoch ahava. You learn out of love. And the benefit of that, says the Medrash Shmuel, is va'oz yisgalulo razeh haTorah. If a person really wants to be blessed with the secrets of Torah to achieve a Kinyan Torah, they have to learn out of ahava. The way you learn out of ahava, of love of Torah, avas Torah, comes from loving Hashem. This idea, which is said so succinctly, without much elaboration by the Medrash Shmuel, may relate to a slightly different way of looking at this, which actually emerges out of the opening brisa here in Perek Shishi. We mentioned this previously as well, that the opening brisa here starts off with, if someone has lomei Torah l'shma, if you learn Torah l'shma, then you're zocha to dvarim harbe, many things. And one of those things on the list is, in fact, ohev es hamakom. So Rashi and the Tiferes Yisrael, both there in the beginning of our Perek, say, what is to be Ohev Es Hamakom? She'oseh me'ahava. Or Tiferes Yisrael, Oseh mitzvosav Yisparach me'ahava. In other words, what they seem to be doing is equating the Lishma and the Me'ahava. Right? If you think about it, what does that mean to learn Lishma? It means you're learning not for ulterior motives, but you're learning because you love Hashem. In fact, the Chassid Yavetz there also in the beginning of Parak Vav makes the same point, but perhaps even sharper. Oy v'samakom, says the Yavetz, lo es atzmo. You're not learning because you love yourself. You're not doing mitzvos out of selfishness, but rather you're doing it out of love of Hashem. And therefore, he says, ha'osek b'torah shelo lishma, ein ohev ela atzmo. But again, he equates this lishma and ahava. He says that the flip side would be if a person is learning Torah but not lishma, that's because he's doing it out of self-aggrandizement. Not because he loves Hashem, but he loves himself. So how you learn, whether it's lishma or not, would seem to be an indicator of if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you're just doing this because you love yourself. As the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Tes says, Lasos Ritzoncha Elohakai Chafatzti. It was to do your will, not because of it's what I want, but because it's what you want. Lasos Ritzoncha, God. And therefore, as a result, Tarascha B'toch Me'ai. And therefore, I learned Torah, and it absorbed into me. So, I don't think that's radically different than what we've seen previously, but putting a slightly different twist on it, the focus is learning Lishma, which is more or less being equated with learning Mitoch Ahava. This idea of learning Lishma and its connection to Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Torah also comes up in a very famous and important Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, where the Braisa teaches us, based on the pasuk of La'ahava es Hashem Elokecha, Lishma b'kolo u'ledav gabo, the mitzvah of loving Hashem, Shlo yomar adam, a person shouldn't say, Ekra shikra'eni chacham, Eshne shikra'uni rebi, Eshanein she'eye zakein v'ashev b'yeshiva. A person shouldn't be learning for ulterior motives, such as power or prestige or any other worldly benefits. Ella, how should a person learn? Me'ahava, b'sof ha'kavod lavo. P.S., you'll get what you deserve, but you have to learn for the right reasons. Lo mei me'ahava. So clearly, if I would ask someone to summarize the message of this Gemara, it would be, don't learn for ulterior motives, learn lishma. But both the pasuk and the conclusion of the Gemara frame that, not with the words lishma, but ahava Hashem. So again, you see here this overlap between what we call ahava, love, and lishma, or sincerity of purpose or intention, seem to be the same thing. And the same idea also comes through in the Rambam, in very famous passages in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Halachos Gimel, and Dalid. The latter one is where the Rambam basically just quotes the Gemara we saw. But before the Rambam gets to that, he has a very well-known passage where he describes with incredibly rich and vivid detail the awesome challenges and the high demands and the high bar of what does it mean to love Hashem. The kitzit hi ha'ava haru'uya, what is the appropriate love that we should have for Hashem? She'ahav es Hashem ahava gedola yisera aza ma'od. An incredibly strong, overwhelming love, to the point that one's soul is completely bound up, and that a person eventually starts becoming obsessed, you could say, completely thinking about almost nothing else, just thinking tamid about loving Hashem. Ki'ilu choli cholas ahava, like a person is lovesick. In such case, ein da'ato p'nuya me'ahavas osa isha, all he can do is think about this woman that he's in love with. So too, all the more so, when it comes to loving Hashem, we should always be thinking about Hashem. And right after the Rambam gives this unbelievably vivid description of Ahavas Hashem, the very next halacha says the Rambam, Amr Chachamim HaRishonim, don't learn because I want to be wealthy and get the material benefits of Torah. Don't learn She'ekra Rebbe, that you should call me the Rebbe, I should be the Rosh Hashiva, etc. But rather, La'ahavas Hashem, kol ma she'atem osim, lo tasu ela me'ahava. So again, if they're not identical, they're certainly incredibly and strongly connected, that I do things out of love, I do things with a sincerity of purpose, lishma and ahava being brought together. So here we have, again, this second approach, where it's not just that it's a good thing in general, but that somehow if I love Hashem, if I am lishma in general in my relationship with Hashem, that will also impact how I learn. Not just that loving Hashem is a precondition to learning and to success in learning, but by loving Hashem, by being sincere, that'll impact how I actually learn. A third idea may be understood in light of a incredibly important and powerful medrash in the Sifrei, in Devarim, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, where we read the well-known pasuk in Perek Vav, "V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela shanochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha." These are the things I'm going to command you, all the mitzvot, the commands here of the Torah, and they should be placed al levavcha, on your heart. So the medrash here says, "Lama nemar?" What do we need to add that for? What's the al levavcha? Al levavecha. So the medrash says it's a juxtaposition with the immediately preceding pasuk. Pasuk hey there, v'yahavtas Hashem lekecha. You should love Hashem with all your heart. So in both cases, you have the all, or you have levavcha, your heart, either all of your heart, or now in our pasuk, the on your heart. So says the Medrash, such a powerful and important words. Eini yodea ketzed ohavim et hamakom. You just read that initial pasuk of the Ahavta. You ask yourself, what does that mean? How do I love Hashem? And if I could interject for a second, the Mizrahi, the Re'ein, here on this pasuk, when he's quoting the Sifrei, he adds, "Im hechtipo ahava b'davar shlo ra'ah lo sig miolam." Right? How can I love something that I've never seen, that I don't know? It's just not possible if I've never met or seen Hashem. How could I love Him? So, therefore, getting back to the Medrash, Talmud Lomar, "Vayu hadvarim ha'ela shanochi mitzavcha hayom al avecha." The Torah, the mitzvos, have to be on your heart. What's the message? "Tein hadvarim ha'ela al libcha." Take these things, the mitzvos, the Torah, put that on your heart. Shemitoch kach, ata makir et mi, shamar v'haya olam, umedabek b'durachav. Because by doing the mitzvos, and I think clearly the intent is by learning about them, by learning about Hashem, as a result, then you'll know Hashem, and then you'll be able to love Him. In other words, you can't love something without knowing it. And for that, you need Torah, right? To describe a person as we sometimes do. I love him, I love her, when it's just, you know, somebody you see in the newspaper, a sports star, a movie star, lahavdil to Hashem, it's obviously just a meaningless statement. You can respect, you can be infatuated, you can be attracted, but you actually can't love a person if you don't know them. So, al achas kama makama, lahavdil alf alfi havdalos, how can we love Hashem if we don't know Him? And the answer is, the only way to get to know Him is, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher nochim mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. If we take seriously, if we get to know Hashem through His Torah, through His mitzvot, so that's how we'll get to know Him, then, ata ohavo umis'aveh ledat oto, says the Mizrahi, in conclusion, summarizing this medrash. As a result, again, it's like it's a very circular thing, but in a very, I think, cogent and powerful way. If you want to love Hashem, you need to learn about Him. And the more you learn about Him, the more you'll love Him, and the more you want to learn about Him. So it'll go round and round in a very powerful way. I think this may also mean what the Ramban has in mind. In the Ramban's introduction to his Perush Al HaTorah, he very famously mentions the Kol Tar Kula, Hi Shemosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this can be understood and may very well have been meant by the Ramban in a somewhat mystical way, that all the Torah can be broken up, the letters and the psukim, into various names of Hashem, all encoded and embedded in the Torah. But it may also be understood along the lines of this medrash, I think, in a very understandable, even rational way. You know, what is the name of a person? Right, that is their essence. And you know, to know a person, you know their name is one of the ways you know the person. And I think what the Ramban is saying is that if you want to know Hashem, you want to know His name, you need to learn this Torah. Because Kol HaTorah Kula is the Shemos of Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we learn the Torah, we'll get to know and understand who Hashem is, and add the Medrash, Memela, we'll be able to love Him. Not only, therefore, is the lesson here that by learning Torah, you will be an Ohev Es HaMakom. Again, if you want to love Him, you need to learn, and the more you learn, the more you'll be able to love Him. But also, not only will that trigger our initial learning, but it can also impact the resiliency and dedication of that learning. The Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma in Noach, in Siman Gimel, raises the question, which is already as well by other Mefarshim, and the Gemara discusses, about the idea that, in addition to the version that we have in the Chumash itself of the people willingly accepting the Torah, Na'aseh V'Nishma, But there's also a medrash that talks about how Hashem lifted up the mountain over their heads and threatened the people that if they don't accept the Torah, Shem Tehei Kvoraschem, or drop the mountain on your head, you'll die. You'll, in essence, coercing the people into the Torah. And in our Gemara, the Gemara itself doesn't ask the question, but Tosfos and others ask, how does this relate to Naaseh V'Nishma? But the Medrash here, not only does it quote the idea, but the Medrash itself alludes to the problem. It seems to be a contradiction, that we accept the Torah willingly or not. And the Medrash here, as is known to many, distinguishes between the Torah Shebechsav, that's what we said, Naaseh V'Nishma too, we accept it willingly, but Torah Shebaal Peh, that actually we had to be coerced into accepting the Torah Shebaal Peh. After all, she'ein ba yigia v'tzar v'hi ma'at, right? There's so much difficulties and effort that goes into learning Torah Shebaal Peh. Ein ba yigia v'tzar. Torah Shebechsav doesn't have any of these problems, but Torah Shebaal Peh, she'esh ba dikdukei mitzvos, kalos v'chamuros, hi'aza, kamavet. It's so difficult, it's so hard to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, it's so hard to follow all the expansive details which are a result of Torah Shebaal Peh. Who would want to learn it? Who would want it? Lefish ein lo meirosa ella, misha oheva kadosh baruch hu b'chol libo, b'chol nafsho, b'chol modo. So says the Medrash. You know who will learn Torah Shebaal Peh? Only someone who truly loves Hashem with everything that they have. Torah Shebechsav, it's nice. You know, what's not to, what, why not? But Torah Shebaal Peh, whoa. Both intellectually and practically, very, very demanding. And therefore, the only one who loves Hashem will truly do this. So again, here you have, you put that together with the Sifrei, we have love and learning as both causes and effects of each other. The more we love Hashem, the more we'll want to learn His Torah, no matter how difficult and demanding it is. But the only way to love Hashem is to learn His Torah and get to know Him through His mitzvos. Again, I don't think this is a contradiction. I think these are meant to be understood in light of each other. And therefore, they in fact combine to really give us a very beautiful and deep third understanding, perhaps, of this idea, Ohev Es Hamakom, that's a connection to Kinyan Torah, again, both as a result and as a cause. If we love Hashem, we'll learn, in general, and especially when it's hard. And if we learn, that will lead us to becoming an Ohev Es Hamakom, because only by learning will we know Hashem, and you can only love someone that you know. last but not least, an idea to mention, hard to fit in exactly into the Kinyan Torah, but some suggest that the way you're Ohev Es Hamakom is also by getting others to love Him. And again, I think that relates to what we just saw, which is, of course, the more you love Hashem, the more you want to get to know Him. The only way to love Him is to know Him. But once you know Him and once you love Him, then it's only natural, we know this from our human relationships, that we want others to get to know Him and others to love Him. And who can get people to love Hashem? People who represent Hashem. So much like we saw from the Gemara in Yuma in the previous year, so in a very similar way, the Tana de Eliyahu in the Perek or Siman Chavav also says, you know, the more you learn, the more you're identified with Torah, the more you are a Ben Torah, the way we would say. So then, if you have the right midos and the right attributes, and you love Hashem, and you have the right refined character, and you're identified as someone with Hashem and with Torah, that will lead others to love Hashem. So again, the more you love Hashem, the more you're identified with Torah, then the more you can and the more you will want others to love Hashem as well. So I think these are the basic ideas here in this brief characteristic, this brief midah. Again, number one is nothing connected to how we learn, but simply a prerequisite. If you love Hashem, that will make you worthy. And as we saw from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we aren't compromising our Torah just to be popular, but rather we love people and people love us. But it's always based first and foremost on loving Hashem and integrity to Torah. That makes us worthy of Torah. Number two, we saw that learning, if we have the love of Hashem, that will impact how we learn. We can learn mitoch ahava, said the Medrash Shmuel, and that will give us a merit to the Razeh HaTorah, the secrets of Torah. We saw that this as well might be, if not synonymous, but very closely connected to learning Lashma. I learn for its own sake, I learn for Hashem's sake, I learn for sincere purposes, because I love Hashem, not because I want ulterior motives or material benefits of my learning. And we saw both the Gemara and the Rambam very much in general interconnect Lashma and Ahava, as did some of the Mefarshim in the beginning of Perek Vav. And then we saw the idea that the more one knows Hashem through learning, that's a way of getting to love Hashem. So you need to love Hashem to want to get to know him, but you also will only know him once you get to know him through learning Torah, and that will also give you the motivation and the ability to share that love with other people, because you will be identified with Torah, now that you've had a kinyan Torah, and since you love Hashem, you want other people to love him, and because they see your connection, they will respect you as well. And therefore, through your respect for you, come to respect and love Hashem.